The agenda to possess the nations continues unabated.
Where are all the tears in the church? When we arrived in this church, we saw that when people were preaching, others responded in tears. It is not the preaching that we do in our generation, because they have come with an open heart. They long for nothing but the Holy Spirit and Christ, and their mind is on eternity.
This is the reason for unleashing the church with the mandate of carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth.
The grace of God also requires something from us, that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and then live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anytime the soul is not put in check and the soul aligns itself with the body to fight against the spirit, the person, even though will be a Christian, but will be a carnal Christian.
Welcome to Pentecost Hour, a platform for teaching, training, and unleashing the church to fulfill her mandate as salt and light in the world. Pentecost Hour, God's timely word to our dying world.
Yeah.
Amen.
May our eyes be opened to his plans for your future. And may you have the strength to cooperate with him as he leads you into the great future that he has for you. For his word says, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Almighty God. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
Papa dear, nenye bone dear.
Plans to give you hope and a future.
Yeah, and
when God says, I'll give you a future, then he's going to give you a great future. Two things the Lord directed the Jews in exile in Babylon to do.
Now you therefore a two coffee and war baby and went to a cotton on Yamichre once when you know mommy.
Number one, they were to settle down.
You did kind or you said one tina baby or one
because the exile was going to be long.
Can't say no better now watch a year.
They will then have to increase and not to decrease. Even in the land of their captivity. Now this evening, I will dwell on the second thing that he told them to do. Jeremiah 29 from verse 4. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon.
Say na asafo Israel Israel nyankopon e ka kire etukofo a me ma wo tu won free Jerusalem e ko Babel no nyina.
Now build houses.
Unsisi adan
and settle down.
Muntina tinam
plant gardens.
Munya entuo
eat what they produce.
Na munnimu aba.
Now verse 6.
Insiano.
Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease.
Even
in the land of their captivity, say, increase in number there. Do not decrease. So this evening I will dwell on the second part, which is in verse 7. It begins with the word also. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper.
Na mo hwehwe kura me ma wo tu mu ko mu no yiedie na mo mo Awurade empire e ma no na ne yiedie mu e na mo bedi yie.
So the second thing they ought to do was to seek the peace and prosperity of Babylon.
Nti adie toso mienu ane se wo ye ne se wo hwehwe Babel ni yiedie ene na somdwe.
Why should they seek the peace and prosperity of Babylon, the land of their captivity? Why?
Adenti na oman a wodon akomu a wo ye nkoa wo mu eye Babel no wo hwehwe na somdwe ene ni yiedie.
Now the answer is simple.
Emwaye no eye tietie.
If Babylon prospers, they too will prosper.
Se oman no di ye a wonso wo be di ye.
In Babylon's peace, they will have peace.
The Babel nya somdwe a emu ene wo be nya wonso.
Now, pray for the nation in which you are living. Because if the nation prospers, you too will prosper. If there is peace in the nation, you too, you will have peace. You see, why do we have to be concerned about the nation we dwell in?
I don't for them. I didn't.
See, we are persons in community. We are individuals though, but we are in community. We are therefore shaped in many ways by our environment. Now we are shaped in many ways by the environment we find ourselves in. So when there are corrupt social structures, it will be difficult for all of us.
So my ya timu no no me twen ho ahye no proye ahye no ma e be ya dia ma ye nyina.
When there are corrupt social structures, we will all have difficulty in trying to even do what is right.
So my ni mo adwuma ku ahodo no se proye ahye wo ma e be ya dia ma ye mpo se ye mu biara betumi aye adetrene.
So we cannot be unconcerned about what goes on in the society.
Ye ntumi ntino man ni mo a emu nsem emfa ye ho.
No, we cannot. See, mere independence, brothers and sisters, from colonial rule does not solve our problems. Now we need to work together to seek the good of the land, the peace and prosperity of nations. Because if the nation prospers, you too will prosper. But listen, brothers and sisters, God created us and blessed us and made us managers of his earth.
Now,
Genesis 2:15.
Okay, Moses Homa, Edikan, Etimienu, Enyumu, Dunumunua.
Now, I want us to read this particular verse. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
Na Awurade Nyankopon de onipa no kotena edin tru onum se onno na onwe ho.
Now so God has made us managers of his earth.
Tu asasi wo nyame de amayen se yenhwe so.
Every human being is a manager.
Or you be a ohwe adwuma
so. And God in 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible says that he has also made available all that we need for life and even for godliness.
Okay, kan petro hum edi kan no nyankopon odini ehia ye nyina ebeboa ye ma yasomo no nyamiye yabobra papa no e de adom ye.
God has given us everything we need for life.
Odini nyina ehia ma enkwa.
And every day he presents us with a day, fresh day, light, sunlight, sunshine, rains, air, whatever. But if we don't manage it well, then we can't blame God.
So whether
we enjoy God's providence or not depends on how we are managing his resources. And this he has freely given us. When we don't manage the resources that God has given us well, we corrupt it
and eventually we lose it.
Sɛ yɛntumi anhwɛ japadeɛ sonko onyamede adom yɛn mu yie a na kyɛ sɛ yɛtumi sɛe no koraa porɔ no na ɛno akyi no ɛtumi firi yɛ nsa.
Now to corrupt is to spoil.
Sɛ woporɔ biribi a na kyɛ sɛ wosɛe adeɛ no.
That's all.
Ɛno ano.
When we say corruption, corruption is just things spoiling.
Sɛ yɛka sɛ ɔprɔyɛ prɔyɛ a na kyɛ sɛ adeɛ no sɛe a na yɛsɛe.
And eventually we will lose it.
Na yɛyɛ nsaa pɛ na afei yɛgyae mu a na firi yɛ nsa.
See, brothers and sisters, corruption is human activity.
Adɔfo no mprɔyɛ wɔ hɔ yi ɛyɛ onipa adeɛ o.
And so we all need to come on board and help as human beings to create environments in our spheres of operation that will be hostile to corruption.
Yes, yes. 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 Yes,
yes. Yes, yes.
Yes,
we need, especially as believers,
yes, yes.
To create environments in our spheres of operation that will be hostile to corruption. Corruption of all sorts. Bribery. Over invoicing and under invoice. I'm talking about corruption of our water bodies. Air pollution is also corruption. Deforestation is also corruption. Illegal mining is also corruption. Illegal connection of electricity is also corruption. Now, favoritism and nepotism is also corruption. Overspeeding and overloading is also corruption. Corruption of our beaches is also corruption. So corruption is not only exchange of money. Corruption is as a result of mismanagement. Arising from two problems. One, incompetence. Two, greed. Excessive desire for money and possession. They result in, number one,
poverty.
Lack of development. Disease. Premature death. See, when I was growing up, two times I went to the hospital and twice I came home without seeing a doctor. Because people who had names were just jumping the queue. And I was so sick, I just couldn't stand even sitting and waiting. And so I had to advise myself, yeah, just go home and buy some paracetamol and see what God can do. Two times I left. So people go to the premature grave in environments where there's corruption just because they cannot even afford money even to go to hospital. And sometimes the doctor's prescription, they don't have the money to buy the drugs, so they die before their time.
So they be able to me acquire share be acquire. Now it sounds like we need dignity when your doctor and shoma. Ebi ano wa kufie na when your said yes, says we nyano. Ebi kura ne dry actrama ono when your husika mfanto. We ebi to me edim pufrimuo aba.
I was listening to this talk and this fellow was saying that there are certain people even the whole year they will not even go for checkup. I'm saying sure. Umwa junti na oke kasa. Some people they don't even have food to eat. How would they think of checkup? Who is going to pay for the checkup?
Na mi tie dan fobi na semini obi owa afemu nyina onko doctor emi enhwehwe ni nipa dua mu ye eto de bia nipa no de obedi awuo mpo onya na kwan be na ofa so e de akọ doctor ma ya hwehwe ni nipa dua mu nyina odwe ne ho.
Yes, sometimes ohochi so onya bibi di ukran ka. Very awesome. Anyway. And that's a hopelessness. Hopelessness. Now people throw their hands in despair. Young people join the queue of prostitution out of hopelessness. Young people pack and leave because of unemployment. Corruption is a social danger. It facilitates environmental degradation. See, corruption destroys nations. It destroys the future. It undermines honesty and hard work. It makes it unnecessary. Because you are trying to be honest. Meanwhile, those who are corrupt are buying the vehicles and they are building the house. It makes honesty and hard work unnecessary.
And so omwa ebo braboni proye ni katase che no no brabo e koso nti e monu kredie kurampo enche nkuran.
Corruption favors the privileged few.
Na mpimpi no katase che ani proye ohoi ebo ni pe ku kitwa bi.
Na and you cannot say you don't mind.
Na won't you mean ka say we enfa ho.
We as Christians need to seek the peace and prosperity of our nation. We need to try to find or discover by searching or questioning to seek the solution to these problems that is bedeviling our nations. And preventing our countries from prospering. We need to move away from these that corrupt
nations.
And rather pray that God will raise for us a new Ghanaian. A people who will seek the peace and prosperity of the land. The solution of our challenges is not in anything, but it is in a new Ghanaian. A Ghanaian who will love the peace and prosperity of Ghana. Why am I saying this? Because the keys to a nation's prosperity or development lies in the character of its people. But unfortunately, sometimes leaders, especially our politicians, focus on roads.
Now,
industries. Strong economy. Now, scientific breakthrough.
Now,
I'm not saying that these things are unimportant. But you see, in the heart of all these is the human being. The nature of the citizenry. Their character. Their values, their commitment, the competence they bring on board will determine whether we will get to our Cana or not. No nation can rush into development with a people who are living with conflicting values and living for themselves. Few will prosper, but not many of us. There is a need for some commonality in values, in dreams, for the people of the land to work effectively towards a new future.
Because
God also has plans for Ghana. Plans to bless us and not to harm us. But the citizenry should cooperate with God. It is my prayer that we shall seek the peace and prosperity of the land. That we will work to address the kind of Ghanaian we want to become in the
future.
It is for this reason that the church will arise to possess the nation, to transform the world. Because we can do it. Why? We are the salt of the earth. The salt to heal the corruption of the land. We are the light of the world. The light to show the way. We can. If we want to, let us brave the storms. And then let us lift righteousness up. For righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to every land. The church remains God's hope for the transformation of nations. Let us seek the prosperity of our nation. Because if the nation prospers, we too prosper. If it has peace, we shall also have peace. Let me just give this advice. Apart from the fact that we are determined to bring transformation on the land, any day that we go to church, let us lift our various nations before God. Because forces also want to govern nations. Let us pray daily for our nation. Because Jeremiah says this. Also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. And the Bible says, pray to the Lord for it. So we also ought to pray to the Lord for our nation. God knows why he says, pray to me for your nation. And brothers and sisters, if this nation prospers, if your nation prospers, you too will prosper. May the Lord help us so that we move away from all forms of corruption. Let us seek the prosperity of the land and the peace of our nation. May the Lord bless Ghana. May peace be upon this land. May the Lord bless Ghana. May the Lord bless Ghana. May the Lord bless Ghana. In 2020, we lost 8 lives to the election. Why should 8 Ghanaians die to elect a president? This year is election year. Young man, please be careful of your life. Be careful of your life. And we pray that we will not lose any life. And may the election be peaceful. And may the one that the Lord has chosen win the election. May God grant us a better Ghana. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.